Hello and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. Here's Pastor Brock Meyer.
Wow, huh? I'm just now getting to it, but good morning, church. About the time we should be wrapping, I'm just now saying good morning to you. Oh, man. Randy, I'm so glad you're here, brother. Going to do just a little pivot here. If you would, flip with me in your Bibles to Genesis 10 and then also Acts 2. Genesis 10 and Acts 2. If you could get there, it would be great. As you notice, we've been doing a series on the first couple books of the Bible. We've been in Genesis 1, 2, and 3. And so far, we've learned that there is this God who wants to have an intimate, connected relationship with us. Anybody remember that Greek word that means chaos and void and empty? Tohu vavohu. Anybody familiar with that term? And so God created the heavens and the earth, and the Spirit hovered over what was tohu vavohu. It was formless and empty and void. And we learned that it was God Elohim who created everything until we got to Adam, and it was the Lord God made Adam, and it was Yahweh Elohim. And he creates man, and he introduces himself, and he says his name, my name is Yahweh, and he wants to have a relationship with him. What's unbelievable over the course of time that we see in Scripture is that as man is progressing, men, in Psalms it says that they were created just a little lower than Elohim, created just a little lower than God. And so we see these united forces coming together. And as men are rallying together, living in unity, living before the Lord God, they're having this engagement in this relationship. The power of unity is what it says in Psalm 133. It says that how beautiful it is when people dwell together in unity. It's like the oil that runs down Aaron's beard. He talks about how powerful it is, and it commands the blessing of God to come down upon them. And so here we see in Genesis 10, the table of nations, and people are rallying together, and all of the people of the world are coming together, and they're living in unity, and they begin to build this tower. The tower is so big, it's so vast, and it's only gaining in altitude. And they said, we want to build a tower so that we can get back to God. Whether the pursuit and everything in their heart was right or not, they said, we want to build a tower to the heavens so that we can be with God again. Isn't that something? Where sin had separated us from God, we were in a pursuit to get back to God, and maybe there was a little bit of pride and selfish ambition that came along the way. I want to be with God again. And God is looking down from the heavens, and he says, they're right. This is crazy. If men dwell together in unity, there's nothing that they can't do. He says, I can't have this. This ought not be. He says, I'm gonna confuse their language, and I'm gonna bring division inside of them. And the Tower of Babel is what we read in Genesis chapter 11, where God begins to confuse the language, and all of a sudden you're speaking English, and you're speaking Spanish, and you're speaking French, and you're speaking Portuguese, and everybody's like, wait a minute, I just asked you to go grab me the hammer. Why did you bring me the dingle flopper? Like, I didn't, right? And everything is just massive confusion is happening at this point. And we see the divide that takes off. How many of y'all know that the power of language, what we say, connects, divides, builds up, tears down? The importance of what goes on in our tongue, right, is like a wildfire. It is unbelievable to try to tame this thing. And God sets free the tongue, and they are going all over the place. It's wild of what happens here in the table of nations, that we want to not only connect with God, but we want to be like God. And instead of becoming like God, we become very confused in our pursuit, in our languages, and the thing that we're trying to do right goes right side up. And here's the overall theme of Scripture. Rarely are we able to go to God. God comes to us. And God finds us on a park bench. God finds us in that broken marriage. God finds us as a little boy hiding out in our bedroom. God finds us as a little girl that's been dinged and damaged and is dying. God finds us in the midst of the confusion and the pain. The whole story of creation is God initiating a relationship. I want to be with you, Adam and Eve. And even after sin, he jumps right back into the garden. He says, where are you? Where are you? I want to be with you, right? We see the Holy Spirit that is constantly wanting to engage. And over the course of time, we see these moments where he's raising up a man, a woman, to have these moments with. Remember when the Holy Spirit is hovering over the waters of creation? It says he hovers over tohu vavohu, just the chaos, and he begins to bring order to it. We come in later after we read a ton of biblical history. Jesus has this moment, this encounter with us. And now Jesus is ascending, and he's hovering again. And now he's hovering over creation, and he says, go into all the world and to preach the gospel, take my name to personally engage to people, to have a relationship all over again. And as the Holy Spirit, as Jesus Christ is hovering over the earth and as he's gone, the Holy Spirit begins to descend back over his creation again. Jesus, the second Adam, who came to do it right, who came to restore everything that the enemy had ripped us off. He then leaves us the Holy Spirit. And all the disciples are hanging out in this upper room. And the Holy Spirit begins to hover again. And what was confused and lost in all of the language, the people from all of the nations have returned for the feast, the tabernacles, right? It's the Passover. Everybody's back. And so all of the nations are here. All of the confused tribes and tongues are gathered. And the Holy Spirit begins to do another work. And he releases another language, and what was many has now become one. And another language hits the people, and the tongue of fire, it says, are setting upon the people as he's hovering on their heads. And he's bringing unity. He's restoring what the enemy has ripped us off from. Jesus, being the second Adam, says, come on, follow me and be like me. Let's restore, and I want to release to you the kingdom of God, that you would reign and rule over all of creation. The original mandate of Adam was to be in relationship with me, to take dominion, to be a king and a domain, a kingdom here on the earth. And he begins to restore what the enemy has ripped us off from. And he gives us one tongue. Here in Acts chapter 2, are you there? It says in Acts chapter 2, starting in verse 1, the day of Pentecost had come. They were all together in one place. Suddenly, like a blowing of a violent wind, came from heaven, filled the whole house where they were standing. And they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled him. They were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, are not all of these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears our own native language? And he lists off a bunch of nations that are there. We are hearing, this is verse 11, we are hearing them declare the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, what does this mean? Somehow, however, they made fun of them. They said that they had too much wine to drink. What is happening here, I think, is just a powerful picture. The table of nations being restored. What was lost is redeemed. Instead of us trying to become like God, he comes to us. I just want to encourage us that if you're living in these places of confusion, you're living in, man, I thought I was pursuing the Lord. Why is this just so hard? I'm confused. I thought if I signed up for Jesus, he was a genie in the bottle. He'd answer all my wishes and life would be amazing. I'm disillusioned. Prayed for healing. Cool story, Randy. Somebody else's daughter got healed. I'm still here, not getting healed. Right? Just hope deferred. And things just not ever working out. And that ache, that confusion. I thought God was something and he's just not. And the heart can start to wonder, can it not? It can start to look maybe for other lovers. Fine, I'm out. I'm going to go find my fulfillment in models and bottles and find it in something else. And God's saying, I'm going to come to you personally. And I just believe that the Holy Spirit wants to hover again over your life and to take the tohu vavohu, all of the chaos, and to begin to bring order. And the thing that is empty and void, to begin to speak life into it again. And those areas where I'm just aching and I'm lonely and I'm abandoned and I'm left out and forgotten, that he would fill it with meaning and with purpose and with passion and Pop-Tarts. And who knows what he wants to do to start turning the heart. And I believe in the power of unity amongst the brethren, the importance of being in a family. The Holy Spirit works when we dwell together in unity. Why I love the rescue mission is because they don't just, I guess, aren't just willing to be available. They are like pioneers that are blazing new pathways for people for change. And saying, in this place, in this village, there's so much healing that can just take place in a healthy village, right? In just a healthy arena and healthy context. We're going to fight for one another. We're going to stand for one another. Not just call you out, but call you up. And in the power of being together, we're going to be in unity. And the Holy Spirit hovers over that stuff. It commands the blessing of God to come into a place like that. And you watch these guys worship and you're thinking, man, they had too much wine. No, these guys got a dose of the ghost. They got the Holy Spirit upon them. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon a man, it is a new day. He's going to rewrite the story, right? And we see that the church, they just got on fire. They were living a different way. And I'll just tell you, church, that we need to ask, Holy Spirit, fill me anew. Fill me fresh. The old must go. The new must come. I want to engage as a new man, as a new creation, that God wants to do a new thing inside of you. And no matter what the enemy tries to rip off from you, right? And even tearing down those towers that we build for our own name, God might just wipe them out and say, I don't want all of your ambition and all of your other stuff. I just want your heart. I just want to know you. I want to personally reconnect with you. I'm not just Elohim. I am Yahweh Elohim. I'm a personal God that wants to engage. He wants to hover over your kitchen, over your business. He wants to hover over your marriage. He wants to come and hover over your children again and say, Holy Spirit, come. Let the fire of God fill my house again. Let it fill my spirit once more. Come on, we just got to make some strides, some decisions saying, no, the old has to go, right? It's a new day. Repentance is not just asking forgiveness. Repentance is action. It's a lifestyle saying, I'm going to live this way. It's more than just words. It is action every day. I'm going to follow this Jesus Christ and everything that he's called me to do. As we wrap this morning, I can't think of a better way than Randy singing his song. Do y'all remember the very first time that Randy sang? He's saying, I've decided that I'm going to follow this Jesus. And we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to hover over our lives, those confusion, those pain points. Let him come again. And Randy, jump up here with me if you would. And we're just going to ask Holy Spirit right now, just submit your heart. Just surrender your heart. Holy Spirit, do a work in my life. Holy Spirit, just do something in me. Father, just take the confusion. just bring some peace of mind, God. I pray that in the midst of the chaos, in the tohu vavohu, in the void, in the empty, God, that you would begin to order my life. A righteous man's steps are ordered by the Lord. And Lord, we pray that you would bring direction and guidance. Holy Spirit, lead us. Lead us, Lord, like a lamp would lead our path. Lord, we lean not on our own understanding because we are confused. But in all of our ways, we trust you, O God, and we lean hard on you. Lord, we thank you for the powerful testimony of Randy. We thank you for this, for the life change that has happened in him. We thank you for the power of the testimony. And we also just thank you for the pre-Christians that are out there that he is going to encounter, that he's going to lead to the foot of the cross. We thank you for the anointing that rests upon this man. Lord, we just release the power of God. We release the Holy Spirit fire and tongue to come upon him. Lord, that he would be able to speak words that bring unity, that create the power of a village in our arena for men and women to come and get healed and whole and full and alive, fully alive in you, Lord. We just release this man to the call of God that you have upon his life. And Lord, we in agreement with him worship, saying we've decided we're following you. There's no turning back. We're all in this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Randy, lead us one more time, brother.
Hello? You guys ready? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none come with me, still I will follow. Though none come with me, still I will follow. Though none come with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided, I have decided. Come on, follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
Love you, church. You're dismissed. Thank you.
So we're so glad that you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.